And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Biden will head to New Orleans next week after the New Year's attack on Bourbon Street that killed 14 people.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre previewed the visit.
The President and First Lady will grieve with the families and community members impacted by the tragic attack on January 1st. And meet with local and state officials on the ground.
Jean-Pierre says the president has offered his condolences to the families and this.
There is no justification for violence of any kind, and we will not tolerate any attack on any of our nation's communities.
In addition, she says every effort is being made to keep the American people safe. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
President-elect Trump is not happy about a sentencing date set for next Friday in his hush money case. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Trump's spokesman calls the ruling deeply conflicted and says Trump must be allowed to continue the presidential transition process and to execute the vital duties of the presidency unobstructed by ongoing cases.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson keeps his job after a vote kicked off the new Congress, but it took some behind-the-scenes negotiation. Correspondent Scott McFarlane explains from Capitol Hill.
Kentucky's Thomas Massey, South Carolina's Ralph Norman, and Texas's Keith Self, who've opposed some of the large spending bills Johnson passed to avoid government shutdowns last year, voted for someone else first. President-elect Donald Trump, who'd endorsed Johnson, intervened and called two of the defectors. Norman and Self then switched their votes and put Johnson over the top.
A big storm system is moving over the Midwest starting Saturday and then heading east, the first major snow of the season there. It comes as some are wrapping up their holiday travel. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
It's going to impact the airports. So any kind of travel on Sunday, getting ahead of the next week, probably back to work for a lot of people, that's going to become really hazardous.
A state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will be held next week. But first, the goodbyes get underway in Georgia.
I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. To a person, those stopping by the Carter Presidential Center praised the nation's 39th president, especially for what he did after he left office.
He was a consistently decent person, the guy every day, stand-up guy, doing the right thing.
After a private memorial service at the Carter Center today, the former president's body will lie in repose until early Tuesday morning, ahead of a state funeral in Washington, D.C. next Thursday. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Atlanta.
Carter died Sunday at the age of 100 after a long period of hospice care. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
The Bucks take on the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Chicago tonight to battle the Bulls. Milwaukee coming off that loss at home Thursday to the Brooklyn Nets. NFL, the Packers play the Vikings tomorrow afternoon at U.S. Bank Stadium. Kickoff at 3:25. Packers quarterback Jordan Love talked about the addition of Josh Jacobs at running back and how the former Raider made it clear he came to Green Bay to get to the playoffs.
I mean, me and Josh had conversations when he first got here. And, you know, his main message was he wanted to come play for a team that was going to have a chance to, you know, do something special and obviously have a shot in the postseason and go win it all. It means a lot to him to have the opportunity and to play in these meaningful games.
Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold has led the team to a 13-2 season so far.
Yeah, obviously you got the Pack coming in. Great opponent, really good defense, great scheme. They fly around, got really good players, pretty much good everywhere. You know, good on the back end, good linebackers, good defensive line. So we're excited for the challenge and we'll be ready to roll.
That's Sam Darnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mamma Mia, there is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number one musical stage adaptation, according to Pubity.com. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. November. If you don't like to watch horror films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, wind chills well below zero with a low around zero. And mostly sunny for the weekend, high temps in the mid-teens, again wind chills at times below zero. Stays cold to start early next week, highs mainly in the teens and partly sunny. Currently, it's 6.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. Just a couple of quickies here for you. Or actually just one, the scientific breakthrough. This is fascinating. What they're finding is, first of all, we've got these problems of long COVID, which seem to be associated with inflammation. Increasingly, they're finding that, or they're believing that maybe Alzheimer's has a role with inflammation. This was from researchers Diego Rincon Limas and Aaron N. Johnson. Neuroinflammation results when your central nervous system, the brain and spine, activates its own immune system to protect itself against infection, toxins, neurodegeneration, and traumatic injury. Neuroinflammatory reactions primarily occur in the brain, but for unknown reasons, patients also experience many symptoms outside the central nervous system, such as debilitating fatigue and muscle pain. So where does this come from? Well, now they're finding the brain produces high levels of cytokines, you know, those things that allergies produce, chemicals that activate the immune system that are released into the body. When these cytokines travel to muscles, they activate a series of chemical reactions that disrupt the ability of the powerhouse cells, the mitochondria, to produce energy. And thus, I'm exhausted, right? The scientist notes, since we studied the brain-muscle axis only in the context of simplified models, we don't know whether it applies to more complex conditions such as fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome. We also don't know how impaired energy production in muscles correlates with impaired energy production in the brain. But they are looking into these connections, long COVID, Alzheimer's, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and all tied back to inflammation, which raises the question, what causes inflammation, which is a whole nother very big conversation, although pretty much everybody agrees that at the top of that list is sugar. All right, so what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend here. Pat in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just want to tell a funny story that should give everybody a bit of help. Don't underestimate your children. This happened years ago. My daughter was a baby. A visitor came to talk with my husband about business, and he was introduced to me and then to the baby, whom he did not look at. Well, they said the husband and this man talked, and quietly my little daughter, 16 months old, went over and untied his shoelaces. She was not going to be ignored just because she was just a baby.
Wow, 16 months old, that's pretty good.
She knew she'd been slighted some way.
Yeah, we have two grandchildren who are now 5 and 3, I think. And it's just been amazing to watch them grow up. I had kind of forgotten. I mean, our youngest is in her 40s. and our oldest is in her 50s. And those early years are just so incredible. They grow so fast and they learn so much and they become so extraordinary so quickly. You know, their personalities emerge and everything. It's just such a blessing.
Well, I wish teachers and things like that would realize that they're way ahead of them.
Yeah.
But children know a lot more than the teachers and parents.
There you go. Well said, Pat. And happy holidays to you and your family.
Okay, same to you. Thank you.
Pat.
Thank you.
Yep. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I want to wish you and your family a peaceful and relaxing holiday break.
Thank you.
And I want to wish it to all the callers and all the viewers, too. Just get away from this media and just enjoy yourselves. Mm-hmm. But one reason I called, I'm just so proud of the Amazon workers and the Starbucks employees, too, mm-hmm. that are striking. And I want everybody, if you're around those strike lines, I would love it if people would take some treats, fruits, waters, bakeries, pizzas, mittens, hats, scarves, fleeces, whatever. Be extremely kind to these poor workers, because what happened last night, they're giving up their pay right before the holidays, but they had on, this was just on our town news, I stopped watching cable, but one Amazon worker was interviewed, and he said he has such a low salary, he can't afford to buy any Christmas presents anyway.
Oh, my.
So he's just striking for a livable wage, mm-hmm. and it's just so sad. And the meanest thing with the president-elect muskrat, I like what you call him, he's showing how he's going to rule with all his servants. Mm-hmm. Let them have nothing over the holidays. Let them work and not be paid, because that's what he's all about. And the former president, life form, ready to destroy our country, it's so upsetting that once again, just shut it all down. Shut them off and meditate and watch something funny this holiday, because it's too much.
You know, at least Marie Antoinette wanted the bakers to give the crusts of the bread, which is what they translate that word into cake from the French, but it was actually the crusts, you know.
Right.
She wanted them to give the crusts to the poor people. I'm not hearing Elon Musk even talk like that. So.
No, it's Jesus. Very pathetic. Oh, but thank you for helping us get through it.
Okay. Well, Jessica, thank you for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you, and happy holidays and the very best of the season to you and your husband, too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, hello, Tom.
Hey, Bob.
I hope you do have a good holiday.
Thank you. You need to get your mouth a little closer to your phone, Bob. It's hard to hear you.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah. Well, we're getting there. So what's up?
I just want to keep it short. We the people have a right to kick their ass.
Metaphorically.
I think meditation's good. If it helps you realize the situation you're in, mm-hmm. so that you can get on with it. Mm-hmm. That's what meditation is good for, not for hiding and turning it off. And because the next election cycle will just be worse, just like the last one was worse.
You know, it starts in a couple of weeks. Virginia's having their elections in, the second, third week of January?
And
there's some pretty big stakes there.
There are, we the people best get organized here against the fascist billionaires and their cronies. That's all I had to say.
Well, you said it well, Bob, and happy holidays to you and your family. Thank you for the call. Richard in Naples, Florida. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Oh, it's amazing. Hey, Tom, so nice to for you to have taken this call. Thank you. Tom, it's a crazy Friday, and I will take advantage of that if I might. But at the same time, here's a true story. I live under a tower, Tom. It's a Homeland Security tower. Mm-hmm. And it was placed there on my property, which I've owned for 50 years. 50 years I've owned the land here in the very center of Greater Naples, Florida. And they built a tower for Homeland Security right next to my property. Mm-hmm. Everything you and I are saying right now is being heard by Homeland Security without a doubt in my mind. And, mm-hmm. you know, for just to make sure that this is not considered stupid, I happen to be a retired attorney, and I understand constitutional law. So this is an interesting story, and it's Crazy Friday, and I present you with the opportunity to make Free Speech TV part of what's going on here.
Okay. All right. So they're building build a tower next to your house. That doesn't sound like a great thing, Richard. Richard, thanks for the call, and happy holidays to you and your family. Jim in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Just wanted to say to you and Louise and great staff a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you.
And well-deserved two weeks
back at
off
you, Jim.
And, although I'll miss you very much, a la FDR.
There you go.
But what I'm also wanting to say is that once this oligarch takeover starts, I really believe, Tom, that the majority of Americans will not put up with this. This fascist kleptocracy. What do you think? I mean, Revolution 2025.
I think if you look at what happened in Russia and you look at what happened in Hungary, and I think probably Hungary is the closest analog to what's happening literally right now in the United States, what you find is that most people are not politically engaged. Most people are not listening to programs like this, left or right. Most people are listening to music if they're listening to the radio or listening to sports on TV. They're watching dramas or cop shows. And so, you know, when autocrats decide that they're going to corrupt democracies and take over countries, they typically have considerable luck doing it. And, you know, that's, shall we say, a problem. But
well, I agree with that, Tom. But I think we still have fighting it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's a bunch of us that are still going to be fighting. But I don't think that there's going to be this big explosion of opposition. It's going to have to be slow and steady opposition. You know, we need to form an opposition movement, as it were. Jim, thank you for the call, and happy holidays to you and your family. 17 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus. Right beside
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Jeff in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom, and happy holidays to you, Louise, the crew, and all your listeners and callers.
Thank you.
You know, the program has been a beacon of light, what I would say a democratic rock of Gibraltar since the election day. So thank you so much for what you guys do. And what I want to say today, Tom, is that on the surface, where we are today politically mirrors where we were 56 years ago when we had an outgoing Democratic president who had accomplished a hell of a lot here at home domestically, but whose legacy was going to be forever tarnished by an overseas war. And I think that's partially true of President Biden. And I think it's unconscionable what he's allowed.
Yeah,
it's unconscionable what he's allowed Netanyahu to continue to do in Gaza. Two more major international groups, have called it ethnic cleansing and genocide, along with last week Amnesty International doing the same thing. Two more groups this week, Doctors Without Borders and Human Rights Watch. So we need to keep pressuring him until he leaves office to cut off the U.S. weapons to Israel. But going back to 68, as bad as Nixon was following LBJ, Trump 2.0 promises to be 1,000 times worse, Tom. You know, with his new round of tax cuts for the rich, deregulation, tariffs, and mass detentions, is there any way we can possibly avoid a significant recession? And before you answer that, Your Hartman report from yesterday warned about a kind of slow fascist takeover. But how concerned are you about a 1930s Germany's Reichstag moment? You back in 2003, before I had ever heard your show, you wrote a very clever political essay warning about W. Bush trying to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, that Hitler used in 30s Germany.
It well.
But here
it well,
we are
Jeff.
Now. I think it's a Yeah, it's a lot more, I think, imminent right now, don't you think?
I do, and I don't talk about it much because it kind of throws you into the category of conspiracy nut. But I am, Russia just bombed Kyiv. Incredible. I am fully expecting a false flag operation of some kind to happen during the Trump presidency, and that he will use that or exploit that to declare martial law and suspend the Constitution. It's not just that it wouldn't surprise me. I fully expect it.
And what can we do to inoculate the populace against something like that?
I don't know, because I mean it's a really fine line. I mean, if you talk about it a whole lot, you get written off as a conspiracy nut and a crank and, you know, Cassandra and all that kind of stuff. And if you don't talk about it, then when it happens, you know, people are shocked by it, and you end up with, look what happened after 9/11. We got the Patriot Act. We got the suspension of the Constitution in some ways, and we got lied into two wars that cost 7,000 American lives, several trillion dollars in treasure, and the lives of hundreds of thousands of Iraqis and Afghans, or Afghanis. I don't know. I don't have an easy solution for that one, Jeff. The German people were not ready when the Reichstag Gebouw caught on fire or was lit on fire by Marius van der Lubbe. I mean, you know, there's a pretty broad consensus these days that the Nazis had manipulated him into doing it. I don't have an easy solution. I'm very concerned about it.
Well, maybe you can repost the thing you wrote back in 2003. And also, besides the comparison to Orban in Hungary and Putin in Russia, I think, you know, the fictional movie we've talked about a lot in the past is very relevant to today. If people want to watch it over the holidays, the HBO miniseries, The Plot Against America, based on the Philip Roth book, I think is very applicable to
it. Really is
now.
and for those people who don't know what we're talking about, this is on Netflix, right, Jeff? Am I remembering correctly?
Well, it was originally on HBO. I'm not sure if it's,
okay.
I don't
so
have
it's
Netflix.
It's probably still on HBO. Yeah. So it's called The Plot Against America, and it's basically about America making the turn to take out the Jews. And that sounds outrageous, right? But when you watch this movie, it's like, holy cow, this absolutely could happen. The Plot Against America over on HBO. Jeff, thank you, and happy holidays to you and your family. And thank you so much for calling so frequently and all the positive things that you have to offer in this program. We're hitting the break at the bottom of the hour. I'll pick up more of your calls on the other side of this break, so stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, President Musk would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you on the other side of this break.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. There's a warning after the New Year's terror attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people. CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca.
Federal agencies have now put out a bulletin warning of possible copycat or retaliatory attacks.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson holds on to his position as the new Congress came to order. But there were some wrinkles. The initial tally did not give him a majority until President-elect Trump intervened and two Republicans changed their votes. Johnson spoke after his win.
We have a mandate, and that was shown in the election cycle. The people want an America First agenda.
A major snowstorm will blanket parts of the Midwest and South this weekend, then head east. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
We're looking at Kansas City, St. Louis, Paducah, Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, and then into even D.C. come Monday.
CBS News Brief. I'm Wendy Gillette.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland is signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had 5 kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on SiriusXM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A big win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin setting several school records with a 116-85 blowout over the Iowa Hawkeyes in Madison. The Badgers got hot, kept shooting with 21 three-point shots. Head coach Greg Gard.
Leads can be erased fast, so we didn't want to get complacent. We wanted to continue to play a complete game.
In Milwaukee, number 8th-ranked Marquette held on to beat Creighton 79-71. NBA, the Bucks host the Portland Trailblazers tonight. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears tomorrow at noon. 5 Packer players listed as out, including safety Evan Williams and linebacker Quay Walker. Wide receiver Christian Watson dealing with a sore knee will be a game-time decision.
Feeling good about where I'm at, the training staff and everything, you know, giving me the green light to go. So, I mean, I'm going to approach it like I'm going. I'm going to approach every day like I'm trying to, you know, play, obviously, because I am, and we'll see.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight. Wind chills well below zero with a low around zero. And mostly sunny for the weekend. High temps in the mid-teens. Again, wind chills at times below zero. Stays cold to start early next week. Highs mainly in the teens and partly sunny. Currently, it's 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will preview the inauguration of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Been getting active, Tom, in the last couple of years. We've been putting together this directdemocracycorporation.com. I want to invite everyone to come and get involved. There were 89 million eligible voters in this last election that didn't vote. And
are you talking about registered voters or people who had the potential to be registered?
Eligible.
Meaning registered?
No.
Oh,
no.
Potentially registered. Okay, got it.
Correct. Anyhow, direct democracy. I asked, you know, all the people who didn't vote, you know, why? And the first answer is they're all the same. And the other one is it doesn't matter.
Right. The game is rigged.
My vote doesn't count. Anyhow, with directdemocracycorporation.com and everyone come get involved, it will show how everyone can be active and influence and affect their own community and statewide and federally.
Okay, your URL is Direct Democracy Corporations, spell out the whole word, .com?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. James, good luck with that. Let me know how it works out. Happy holidays to you and your family. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, happy holidays to you and all your group there.
Thank you. Back at you.
Yeah, Luis is very talented, Tom.
Pardon?
I can't believe all the music. Luis and the music that she makes is unbelievable.
Yeah, she's good. She's quite a lyricist.
I was calling to remind your listeners about the benefits of following a vegan diet. As you know, if any of your listeners are suffering from heart disease or diabetes or any other diseases, plant-based diet can prevent and reverse many of these conditions, and I wanted to direct him to a website, if you allow me, PCRM, or Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.org, where they have tons of information on how to help people to empower themselves and take control of their health. And that's my message. And
that's great.
There's great work.
There's two movies I'd refer people to also, Alfredo. I don't know if you've seen either one of them. One is called This Changes Everything. It's narrated by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's about vegan weightlifters and top-of-the-line athletes. And the other one is Forks Over Knives, which
is
10 years old, and it's about reversing heart disease. It's put together by doctors at the Cleveland Clinic.
I've seen Fork Over Knives, but another great movie of athletes is The Game Changers. It's a fantastic documentary.
Oh, Game Changers. That's the one that I was thinking. I said this changes everything. It wasn't. It's Game Changers. You're absolutely right. That's the one that Arnold Schwarzenegger narrated, right?
Yeah. It's an incredible documentary where you have a lot of athletes in there. They're outperforming all the meat eaters. It's incredible.
That's right. Distance runners, weightlifters, wrestlers, boxer. I mean, it's just incredible.
There's
this whole thing now of these vegan bodybuilders. I mean, you know, it's a real thing. I mean, there's gorillas are vegetarian, elephants are vegetarian, cows that we eat are vegetarian, horses that carry us all over the place, they're vegetarian. They're all vegans. Yeah, you're right. And
the strongest animals on earth, Tom, as you were talking, are herbivores: elephants, rhinos, gorillas.
Yep.
And people have this misconception that carnivores are the strongest animals, but it's not.
No. They're not. They're just the best predators. Yeah, I've got my fried tofu, basted in some kind of soy sauce with mushrooms and onions and some fried potatoes is my breakfast. It's sitting right next to me here. So
You go. I have tofurkey for Christmas.
Tofurkey. Right. That's still around?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They are still out, and they have a great website, tofurkey.com. They have all kinds of plant-based meat alternatives.
Yeah, I have celiac disease. I can't eat wheat, so for a long time, tofurkey was not gluten-free. I don't know if it is now, but I just couldn't eat it, so it's been years since I've seen tofurkey around.
Well, there's plenty of alternatives. But
oh, yeah, I know.
Thank you for everything that you do, Tom. Thank you, Alfredo.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye. Thank you. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. There's only one way that we're going to get back democracy and overcome oligarchy, and that is that we have to have a wealth tax. Having a 90% income tax, as FDR to Eisenhower did, is not sufficient because it leaves Elon Musk with his $500 billion.
Well, on top of that, these guys have already figured out a way around the income tax, which is that they just don't take income. They live off borrowed money. And, you know, they borrow it against their own assets, and then they live off it, and then they get to deduct the interest if they ever have taxes to pay. And that's why, you know, so many of your billionaires pay nothing or very little in income taxes.
Right. But even if that was taxed, if you don't have a wealth tax, I mean, let's do the arithmetic with Elon Musk. He's now got approaching $500 billion. That means that he could pay $5 billion a year to swing the election. He only paid $750 million this time. But he
one quarter.
Spend
not three quarters,
billion
one
on
quarter.
The election.
Yeah.
And he could do it for the next 100 years.
Yep. Yep. And without losing a penny.
That's right. And, of course, if he bought the election, he'd be getting a whole lot more money. I mean, this was the big mistake, the biggest mistake that FDR made, is that he left all the property and all the wealth in the hands of the capitalists so they could buy back the elections and buy back the government, which they did.
Well, I would lay more of that at the feet of five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court in the 70s, led by Lewis Powell. And then in 2010, you know, led by Clarence Thomas, who himself was actively being bribed by a billionaire at the time.
Before that, we elected Nixon and Reagan, so
yeah.
it can't just be the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
but the thing is that if we had a wealth tax that was strong enough that pretty soon poor Elon Musk would only have $1 billion, then we could have real democracy.
Yeah, that would be confiscatory, which I'm all in favor of.
We need to be confiscatory.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren is suggesting, what is it, 2%, as I recall? 2% per year?
Not enough.
Yeah, no,
it's not really enough.
I agree, but
as long as
even that is too big a lift for the entire Republican Party and probably half the Democrats. But I agree with your diagnosis and your solution.
Yeah, it's a long-range thing. It's not going to happen until the Democrats have a trifecta. And most of the Democrats, the great majority of those Democrats are real progressives.
Yeah, I'm with you. And we need to be talking about this more.
We're simply not going to have a democracy. You can't have a democracy with people having that much money.
Yep.
I mean, this has been said
particularly
over
when they're
again.
Legally allowed to participate in politics with that money, use that money to influence politics. Lawrence, happy holidays to you and your family. I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Dr. Robert in Bainbridge Island, Washington. Hey, Doc, what's up?
Hey, that's a good question, Tom. What's up is
good wishes for the holiday season. Everyone needs that. And several calls back, you made a very good observation that there's not a simple solution to most things. There really isn't.
Right.
But I'd like to add a reading suggestion that our book group up here has been looking at. It's extremely fascinating. It's sort of radical in the sense that it goes to the root of things, which, you know, there are so many issues on the surface that we'd like to change, but we have to be vigilant about the root. It's called The Next Wave. It's by one of the founders of OpenAI, only it's not a technophile who's, you know, blind to the problems. Mustafa Suleiman is the author, and it is extremely educated and vigilant.
Can you summarize it in two or three sentences, Robert?
Well, no, I can tell you he's realistic and says that he calls it containment. Mm-hmm. Every technology that humans have ever invented has been contained at some point so that the dangerous or lethal aspects don't overwhelm people. And at this point, both the AI and the biological revolution have that possibility of overwhelming us and destroying civilization, perhaps.
Right.
So he has 10 points at the end of his book that are all actionable. That's one thing that most people want, is something they can do versus what the government or the legislature or someone else should do, which, you know, it's like the Supreme Court doing something. Don't wait for that right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Robert, thank you very much, and happy holidays to you and your family, and spot on. It's quarter two, or will be in a few seconds. Whoa! And my phone just woke up. It's quarter two. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment
brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us. You know, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing that you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. Or text my name, Hartman, two N's at the end, to 511-511. FFRF.us/Hartman and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
At the North Pole, there's a man with a list. Checking it twice, seeing who he'll assist. Santa's been listening, the word's getting clear. He tunes to Tom Hartman this time every year. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show? He's learned about democracy and all we should know. When leaders are dirty, the coal starts to flow.
Well, I hope so. I'd like to get some presents here. Connor in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hey, Connor, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Just fine, yeah.
Okay. Hey, so believe it or not, what's on my mind is, I don't know if you've been keeping track of movie news, but the trailer for the upcoming Superman movie, July, came out yesterday. And I saw it, and it made me tear up, and I've already seen a lot of reactions on YouTube.
Really? The new Superman movie, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, that inspires me because even though Superman's a fictional character, he's always kind of been this beacon of hope and goodness ever since his debut in 1938.
Yeah, it wasn't peace, freedom in the American way. That was my takeoff on it. What was it? Truth, justice in the American way? Was that his slogan?
Yes.
I think it was something like
that. You know, and it makes me think, you know, we're hearing so much bad news ever since Trump got in office. Billionaires getting tax cuts, repeals on vital industries, cutting Social Security, like all this, that. It seems like evil runs the world, especially when we got all these problems like climate change and, you know, poverty and war. And these aren't bugs of the system. They're features because it's profitable. It's not profitable. And that sucks. But, you know, the idea of someone with that much power who chooses to help and protect people in need instead of exploit or oppress them, that really inspires me. And, you know, I'm not only inspired by that, but I'm inspired by just all the good people in the world who take for granted: firefighters, doctors, activists, volunteers, wherever they may be.
Well, you think in a way, I'm sorry, I thought you were done. Keep going.
Yeah. In a way, they're all doing Superman's work. And the greatest thing about him isn't his powers, it's his humanity. He cares so much about Earth because he doesn't want to lose it like he lost Krypton.
Yeah, it's kind of a noblesse oblige. It's the obligations of nobility. You know, with great power, with great blessings, come great obligations. You know, a lesson that Joe and Rose Kennedy just pounded into their children, and you know, apparently didn't make it to the second generation, sadly, as we're seeing with you know, Bob. But yeah, I totally get it, Connor. Thank you. That was sweet. Thank you, Bill in Etheridge, Tennessee. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I've got the project of all projects for you, for you and Louise.
Okay, like we need another one. What is it?
I've been this around for a while. Okay. I don't know if you've ever read the book Raven Rock by Garrett Graff.
I have not.
Well, there's a documentary series that Vice TV showed. It's about 8 episodes long. You can buy them for 99 cents an episode on Amazon if you deal with Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the best documentary I've seen in years. They put an episode on now and then, but they haven't run the complete series for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys could pick up on something like that, what they've done, and talk to Garrett and get his permission to use his information from that book, and find a progressive philanthropist that was fix you guys up with a DVD burner commercial type deal that you could knock out, you know, 5,000 DVDs a day or 2,000 or whatever they can do,
mm-hmm.
and make a new documentary or two DVDs long or 3, whatever it takes to do 4 or 6 hours.
Yeah. Well, let me check it out, Bill. I want to try and get a couple more calls in here before the end of the hour, and I only have a minute and a half. Bill, thank you for the call. Marty in Worth, Illinois. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. Thank you so much for being the valuable resource that you are for all of us. And I just wanted to share, you know, season's greetings and have a Merry Christmas. And you've inspired me so much. I've started posting on Substack, and it's such a great resource. And I think to combat, you know, all of the right-wing authoritarian takeover of our press, you know, we all need to we can all use our voices, and the way to get through to those other people, create a Substack, invite your Republican friends to read your Substack.
There you go. What is the name of your Substack newsletter, Marty?
It is Party Marty is R-I-G-H-T at .substack.com.
Okay.
Today, mine's all about Citizens United.
Cool.
And, you know, it can
Marty, I'm out of time. I'm sorry. But good luck with your Substack, and I wish you the very best. Ours has been quite successful for us, and I think it's just a great platform. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back live in 2 weeks. We've got some just extraordinary programs coming up for you over the next 2 weeks. And, you know, so stay safe. And, of course, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you on the other side, as it were. Have a great afternoon. Stay safe. Be good to yourself and the people around you. And happy holidays.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The heartbreaking goodbyes are already beginning for the victims of the New Year's terror attack on Bourbon Street in New Orleans that killed 14 people. CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca is there.
The first funeral. This for 18-year-old Kareem Badawi, who was a freshman at the University of Alabama. Along Bourbon Street are 14 crosses and images honoring those who died. The growing tribute includes a wall where one mourner wrote, "We will never forget. Terror didn't win."
The decorated soldier who shot himself in the head before blowing up his Tesla Cybertruck in Las Vegas left a note saying the explosion should be a wake-up call for the country's ills. An ex-girlfriend says he showed signs of a traumatic brain injury after serving in Afghanistan. No one was badly hurt in the explosion. President-elect Trump